要打开罗马书。
Please open your books, your Bibles to the book of Romans.
我们再回到我们的罗马书的查考，我们继续来看。我们今天要讲从九章开始讲。
And we are returning to our study on the book of Romans, and we will go to chapter 9 today.
让我们打开罗马书第九章，我们要读整章的圣经。
Romans chapter 9, and we shall read through the whole chapter.
罗马书九章说，我在基督里说真话，并不谎言，由我良心被神圣灵感动给我做见证。我是大有忧愁，心里时常伤痛，为我的弟兄骨肉之情，就是自己被咒诅与基督分离，我也愿意。他们是以色列人，他们那儿子的名分、荣耀、诸约、律法、礼仪、应许都是他们的，列祖是就是他们的祖宗。按肉体说，基督是从他们出来的，他是在万有之上永远可称颂的神。阿们。这不是说神的话落了空，因为从以色列人生的不都是以色列人，也不是因为亚伯拉罕的后裔就都能做他的儿女，唯独从以撒生的才称为你的后裔。这就是说，神肉身所生的儿女不是神的儿女，唯独那应许的儿女才算是后裔。因为所应许的话是这样说的，到明年这个时候我要来，撒拉必生一个儿子。不但如此，还有利百加，既从一人，就从我们祖宗以撒怀了孕。双子还没有生下来，撒勒还没有做出来，只因要显明神的拣选人的旨意，不在乎人的行为，乃是在乎招人的主。神就对利百加说，将来大的要服侍小的，正如经上所说，雅各是我爱，以扫是我所恶。这样我们可说什么呢？难道神有不公平吗？断乎没有。因他对摩西说，我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，我要恩待谁就恩待谁。据此看来，不在乎那定义的，也不在乎那奔跑的，只在乎那发怜悯的神。因为经上有话向法老说，我将你兴起来，特要在你身上彰显我的全能，并要使我的名传遍天下。如此看来，神要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要叫谁刚硬就叫谁刚硬。这样你必对我说，他为什么还指这人呢？有谁抗拒他的旨意呢？你这个人啊，你是谁竟敢向神抢嘴？受造之物岂能对他造他的说，你为什么这样造我呢？窑匠难道没有权柄从一团泥里哪一块造成贵重的器皿，又哪一块造成卑贱的器皿吗？倘若神要显明他的愤怒，彰显他的全能，就多多忍耐容忍那预备遭毁灭的器皿，又将他的丰盛的荣耀彰显在那蒙怜悯早预备得荣耀的器皿上。你这器皿就是你，我们被神所召，不但从犹太人中，也从外邦人中，这又什么不可呢？就像神在何西亚书上说，那本来不是我子民的要称为我的子民，本来不是蒙爱的要被称为蒙爱的。从前在什么地方对他们说，你们不是我的子民，将来就在那里要称为永生神的儿子。以赛亚指着以色列人说，以色列人虽然多如海沙，得救的不过是剩下的一数，因为主要在世上施行他的话，叫他的话得成全，速速的完结。又如以赛亚先前说过，若不是万军之耶和华给我们存留一种，我们早就像索多玛俄摩拉的样子了。这样我们可以怎么说呢？那本来不追求的外邦人反而得了义，就是因信而得的义。但以色列人追求律法的义，反得不着律法的义。这是什么缘故呢？这是因为他们不凭着信心求，乃是凭行为求。他们正跌在那绊脚石上，就如经上所记， 我在锡安上放了一块绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石，信靠的必不至。是。
Romans chapter 9. I am speaking the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience bears me witness in the Holy Spirit that I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, my kinsmen according to the flesh. They are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. To them belong the patriarchs, and from their race according to the flesh is the Christ who is God over all, blessed forever. Amen. But it is not as though the word of God has failed, for not all who are descended from Israel belong to Israel, and not all are children of Abraham because they are his offspring, but through Isaac shall your offspring be named. This means that it is not the children of the flesh who are the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted as offspring. For this is what the promise said, about this time next year I will return, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only so, but also when Rebekah had conceived children by one man, our forefather Isaac, though they were not yet born and had done nothing either good or bad, in order that God's purpose of election might continue, not because of works, but because of him who calls, she was told, the older will serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated. What shall we say then? Is there injustice on God's part? By no means. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. So then it depends not on human will or exertion, but on God who has mercy. For the scripture says to Pharaoh, for this very purpose I have raised you up, that I might show my power in you, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. So then he has mercy on whomever he wills, and he hardens whomever he wills. You will say to me then, why does he still find fault? For who can resist his will? But who are you, O man, to answer back to God? Will what his molder said to his molder, why have you made me like this? Has the potter no right over the clay to make out of the same lump one vessel for honorable use and another for dishonorable use? What if God, desiring to show his wrath and to make known his power, has endured with much patience vessels of wrath prepared for destruction, in order to make known the riches of his glory for vessels of mercy, which he has prepared beforehand for glory, even us, whom he has called, not from the Jews only, but also from the Gentiles? As indeed he says in Hosea, those were not my people, I will call my people. And her who was not beloved, I will call beloved. And in the very place where it was said to them, you are not my people, there they will be called sons of the living God. And Isaiah cries out concerning Israel, though the number of the sons of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, only a remnant of them will be saved. For the Lord will carry out his sentence upon the earth fully and without delay. And as Isaiah predicted, if the Lord of hosts had not left us offspring, we would have been like Sodom and become like Gomorrah. What shall we say then? That Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have attained it, that is, a righteousness that is by faith. But that Israel, who pursued a law that will lead to righteousness, did not succeed in reaching that law. Why? Because they did not pursue it by faith, but as if it were based on works. They have stumbled over the stumbling stone. As it is written, behold, I am laying in Zion a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame.
今天我们要跟大家思想的题目是神的拣选。
Today the topic we're going to look at is the election of God.
神的拣选，这个拣选这个观念呢，在很多在基督教里面呢，是一个比较困难的一个题目。
The concept of election of God is actually a difficult topic in many Christian circles.
难的地方呢，其实这个观念并不是难，难的地方是人不肯接受神的这个旨意。
Actually, the understanding of this concept of election is not difficult. What is difficult is actually people find it difficult to accept God's will.
神的旨意呢，就是人不能接受，是因为我们以人本的观念来看神，就说人很重要，神不可以这样对待我，所以我觉得这个拣选观念很难接受。
Man finds it difficult to accept this idea of election because they are being very man-centered. They think that man is very important and God cannot treat man like this. And because of this, they reject the election of God.
所以他把人当作是世界的中心来思想的时候，你是不能够接受神的安排。
And when you treat man as the center of the world and you start thinking it that way, you will not be able to accept God's arrangement.
但是到头来呢，我们不要用人的思想，我们不要用人的逻辑，我们不要用人的这个哲学，我们要问圣经有没有教导这个有关神的拣选这件事情。
But of course, at the end, we should not be thinking about all these things from man's perspective, from man's philosophy. What we want to ask is this clearly taught in the Bible?
其实圣经里面很多地方都有讲到神的拣选，比如说在以弗所书一章三节，他说：“愿颂赞归于我们耶稣基督，父神，在基督里他曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如从神从创立世界以前，在基督里。”拣选了我们，使我们在他里面成为圣洁无瑕疵，又爱我们，就按照自己的旨意所喜悦的预定我们，使我们在基督耶稣里得儿子的名分，使他的荣耀荣耀的恩典得到称赞，这恩典呢是在他的爱子里面赐给我们的。
And this same concept we also see in Ephesians 1:3, which says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace with which he has blessed us in the beloved.
所以你看到他有拣选。
So you can see he chose.
不但拣选，他还有预定。
And he did not just choose, but he predestined.
在使徒行传13:48也讲到说，很多人外邦人信主的时候，是因为凡预定得永生的就信了。
Acts 13:48 also tells us when many Gentiles heard this, they began rejoicing and glorifying the word of the Lord. And as many as were appointed to eternal life believe.
你看到吗？他说那些拣选的人会信的。
It's those who were elected that believe.
那么在这个帖撒罗尼迦后书2:13也提到说，他说主所爱的弟兄们啊，我们本该称常为你们感谢神，因为他神从起初就拣选了你们，叫你们信真道，被圣灵感动，成为圣洁，可以得救。
2 Thessalonians 2:13, Paul also writes that, But we should always give thanks to God for you, brethren beloved by the Lord, because God has chosen you from the beginning for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and faith in the truth.
所以你看到那个人信主，我们能够信，是因为神已经拣选了，我们才能够信。
So you realize that we can only believe because God has already chosen us.
如果你第一次听到这个拣选的道理，你就觉得这个很不公平，我要信不要信是我自己决定，不是他决定，为什么是由他来决定呢？
If you are hearing this idea about election for the first time, you will find that it is actually not logical because whether to believe or not should be my choice. Why is it his decision?
所以很多时候你以为说要不要信主是我个人的决定。
And very often you think that whether to believe in the Lord or not is my personal choice.
但是圣经里面告诉我们所有的人都犯了罪。
But the Bible tells us that all have sinned.
死在罪恶过患当中。
All are dead in trespasses.
而且眼睛被这次世上的神蒙蔽了。
And the eyes are blinded by the God of this world.
看不清楚。
And we cannot see clearly.
像你怎么会选择神呢？
So how will you choose God?
没有可能人死的人可以选择神。
It is impossible for a dead man to choose God.
所有的人都死在罪恶过患当中，所有的人被撒旦魔鬼弄瞎了眼睛，所以没有人会选择神的。
All the people have sinned and all the people have been blinded by Satan, so they will not, no one will ever choose God.
但是除非神的恩典临到你，打开你的眼睛，让你看见，你是不可能选择。
Unless God's grace comes upon you, opens your eyes and lets you see, otherwise it is not possible that you will choose God.
那么对于这个拣选的道理呢，在罗马书第八章讲的是最清楚的。
And this whole teaching about election is clearly taught or is most clearly taught in the book of Romans.
特别是在我们今天要讲的是第九章，如果你看第八章的时候呢，你就看到这个拣选的道理很清楚的讲出来。第八章第二十八节，他说什么呢？他说我们晓得凡事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人，因为他预先所知道的人，他就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他的儿子在许多的弟兄中做长子。他预先所定下来的人，他就召他们，招的人他就称他们为义，所称的义又叫他们得荣耀。
And especially as we consider the book of Romans, Romans 9 today, when we turn back to Romans 8, we find a clear teaching of the doctrine of election that from Romans 8:28, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. For those who be foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified.
所以在这里你看到他讲到说，神所预先知道，意思说神在以创世以前已经预先知道拣选了，他就招他们来，他招来的人呢，他就使他们称义，称义的人呢，他就使他们得荣耀。
So we see that God foreknew, in other words, even before the creation of the world, he already knew and already selected or chosen whom he is going to save. So he predestined these people, and these are the ones whom he also called and justified and glorified.
所以神拣选我们是在创世以前已经决定好，他预先知道他已经拣选了。
So God's election has already been predetermined before the creation of the world.
所以我们来到第九章的时候呢，你会看到第九章，请你打开你的圣经看第九章呢。在第九章之前呢，我们其实跟大家讲过第八章三十一到三十九节。
And as we look at Romans 9 today, please look at your own Bibles in Romans chapter 9. And just before this, in Romans 8, from 31 to 39, we also talk about God's love.
他说你看31节，他说既然是这样，我们还有什么话说呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？神既不爱惜自己为我们众人舍了，岂不把万物都白白赐给我们呢？谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？谁能定他们又神称他们为义，谁能定他们的罪呢？
Romans 8:31, What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised.
所以在 这一段圣经里面，八章三十一到三十几节，就讲到神爱我们是用不能分离的爱来爱我们。
And so Romans 8:31 to 39 is about God's love, and God's love is inseparable.
所以在这一段圣经里面讲到说，谁能抵挡我们呢？谁能控告神所拣选的人？谁能定他们的罪呢？谁能以我们使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？
And so we saw in this passage, who can be against us? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? Who is to condemn? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
所以当说神为我们拯救我们之后呢，他是救到底，没有人能够使我们与神的爱隔绝，没有人能够定我们的罪，神能没有人能够阻挡我们，我们是可以在神里面安心而且安稳的。
So what this passage is teaching us is when God elected us and saved us, he saved us to the very end such that no one can be against us and no one can bring any charge against us, no one can condemn us.And we cannot be separated from the love of Christ.
特别神已经预知，而且他就预先定下，他又呼召，他又称义，然后呢，他又使我们将来会得荣耀。
Especially that God has foreknew us and he predestined us and he called us, justified us, and in the future he will glorify us.
当我们还没有读下去的时候，我请你打开这个以弗所书第二章看一看。
And before we read on, please open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书, 我们看一下,
Ephesians 2.
或者以弗所书第一章第四节, 他说就如创立世界以前, 神基督拣选了我们, 使我们在他里面, 这个称为圣洁无瑕疵。
Let's look at Ephesians 1:4 first. Even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him.
所以神拣选是什么呢? 是在创世以前, 就是说世界还没有创造之前, 你还没有出生之前, 你神已经拣选了。
So God chose us before the world has been created. In other words, God chose you before you were even born.
所以在这边呢，当我们讲到神爱我们到一个程度呢, 祂拯救我们, 祂 为我们成就了救恩, 这个救恩是不能够, 不能够失败的。
So God loves us, and He actually accomplished the entire plan of salvation for us, and this plan will not fail.
所以当保罗讲到说, 神的拯救是肯定的, 绝对有把握的, 完全不可能失去, 使我们失去救恩的, 因为全部都是由他一手做成的。
So when Paul writes about how God has saved us and there is a confirmation and a confidence and this is actually not going to fail because God is the one who actually achieved this.
所以当你很熟悉以色列的历史的话,你就会有反对。
If you are very familiar with Israel's history, you might raise an objection.
他说你讲到这么好,你看以色列人,神不是拣选他们,结果以色列人全部都不信,结果他们全部都灭亡了吗?
And you might say, if that's true about God's election, did not God elect Israel, but most of them did not believe and most of them perished.
所以这样怎么样讲说神这么有把握,哪里有把握,你看以色列人就知道,我们绝对没有把握。
So you might say, how can then we say that we have confidence and there's confirmation? Because if you just look at Israel, you realize that there is no confidence or confirmation at all.
所以你看第六节,第九章第六节,他说,这不是说神的话落空吗?你看以色列人知道,他的应许没有用,全部都落空了。
And this is actually answered in Romans 9:6. But it is not as though the word of God has failed, for not all who are descended from Israel belong to Israel.
所以这边讲到到底这怎么解释呢?
So how do we explain this?
第二个问题我们要问的是说, 如果真的神有拣选真的这么好, 难道神不公平吗? 你看第14节。
And there's another question that might arise. If God's election is true, would not that be unfair? Look at verse 14.
所以在这边他讲到第一个问题, 你看到第六节第一个问题, 第二个问题在14节。
So the first question is in verse 6, the second question is in verse 14.
那么, 接下来呢,他在继续问下去的时候,看第19节, 这样他为什么又指责人呢?
And there's a third question in verse 19, why does he still find fault?
如果他拣选我,又不是我不选他,是他,为什么他要定我的罪呢? 他自己负责,根本不是我负责,应该是不关我的事情。
If he is the one who elects, then it's not because I didn't want to choose him, but it's because he did not choose me. So why does he still want to find fault? Because the fault is his.
当我们讲到拣选神的拣选的时候, 这些都是我们问的问题。
So when we talk about God's election, these are all questions that we also ask.
如果我信主是完全依靠神来拣选, 这样为什么你根本不是我的问题, 根本不是我的错, 是他的错, 不是我的错。
Because if whether to believe or not is actually God's election, then whether I believe or not is totally not my fault, it is God's fault.
如果是这样的话,就很不公平嘛。
Then that's very unfair.
所以这个拣选的道理呢,这个道理呢,其实不是人讲出来的。 如果圣经没有记载的话呢,我们完全想不出这个道理。
Actually, we want to acknowledge that this truth of the election of God, it's not a human invention, because if the Bible had not talked about this, we will never be able to come up with invent such an idea.
So in
chapter 9, there are three questions.
我们就用这个三个问题来成为我们的大纲。
And these three questions shall be our outline.
所以这个三个问题,我就把它变成三个大纲,三个小点。第一呢,就是 这个神主权的事实。
And so through these three questions, I have formulated the three points of today's outline. The first point is sovereign fact.
第二呢，神主权的拣选。
And the secondly is God's sovereign choice.
第三呢，就是神主权的他的权利，他有这个权利。
And the third is God's sovereign right. He has the right to do this.
所以在我们还没有看下去的时候，我们先看他的引言。
And before we look at the details, let's look at the introduction.
第九章第开始的时候，保罗说：“我在基督里面说真话，我是讲真的，我没有撒谎，而且我有良心做见证，我是大有忧愁。什么呢？他说：我为弟兄，我的骨肉之情呢，我情愿自己被咒诅呢，与基督分离，我也愿意。”
Paul starts by writing, "I am speaking the truth in Christ. I am not lying."My conscience bears witness in the Holy Spirit that I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart, for I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, my kinsmen according to the flesh.
所以他在讲的时候，他说我很忧愁。
And he says, I have great sorrow.
他说以色列人啊是有神的拣选，但是呢他们全部都几乎灭亡了。
And that's because Israel is chosen by God, but yet most of them have perished.
那么以色列人有什么好处呢？做以色列人有什么好处呢？
And what are the advantages of an Israelite?
他说在这里，他说做以色列人啊，他们有名分，他们有儿子的名分，他有荣耀，神的荣耀在他们当中，他们有这个神的这个的诸约哈，他这个神的约。那么他们有律神的律法，神的礼仪，还有神的应许，都是属于他们的。
And the advantages that the Israelite enjoy is in verse 4. They are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenant, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises, and all these belongs to them.
但是这些东西呢，都是属于他们。神他有这么多好处，结果他们还是失败了。
And they had all these benefits, but yet they failed.
你看第六节，这是不是说神的话语落了空呢？
Look at verse 6. But it is not as though the word of God has failed.
他说不是的。
Of course not.
为什么呢？他说因为不是所有的以色列人生的就是以色列人。
For not all who are descended from Israel belong to Israel.
不是说你是说，所以很多以色列人不能说我是以色列人，所以我得救。
So many Israelites cannot say I'm saved simply because I'm an Israelite.
所以保罗就用第七节说，不是因为亚伯拉罕的后裔就能够做他的儿子，唯独从以撒生的才称为他的后裔。
That's why Paul writes in verse 7, not all are children of Abraham because they are his offspring, but through Isaac shall your offspring be named.
所以你看第八节说，肉身所生的呢，不都是神的儿女，唯独应许的儿女才算是后裔。
And verse 8, this means that it is not the children of the flesh who are the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted as offspring.
所以第九节说，所以应许的话是这样说的，明年到这个时候呢，撒拉必生一个儿子。
And verse 9, for this is what the promise said, about this time next year I will return and Sarah shall have a son.
所以这边在讲的是过去在创世纪里面的一个故事。
And this is about a story recorded in the book of Genesis.
你会发现的当时候呢，神应许亚伯拉罕说你要生子，那时候他已经100岁了，就是然后呢他说你要生子，他说100岁的人怎么可能有生孩子呢？
Because God promised Abraham that he shall have a son when he was aged 100, and Abraham does not believe and say how can a 100-year-old man have a son.
所以这个是一个应许，这个是一个不可能会出现的，但是神的话语带有能力，他一定会出现。但是神当人软弱的时候呢，这个撒拉就想，哎呀，让我来帮助神吧，他就把夏甲送给亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕就生出了一个以示玛利。
And of course, this from a human perspective is an impossible feat to accomplish for a 100-year-old man to have a son. And Sarah herself did not believe, that's why she gave her maid Hagar to Abraham, so that Abraham would have a son through Hagar, who is Ishmael.
所以你看到人对神没有信心，神的话不可能的，让我来帮他。
So you see that humans are actually not confident in the word of God, and they thought that you know God's word is not going to come to pass. Let me give him a hand.
其实神的话是大有能力的，你不要对，你不需要，神不需要你的帮忙。
Actually, God's word is powerful. You do not need to give a hand.
但是撒拉要帮他，结果他帮了这个，越帮越忙，全世界就出现很多问题。今天都是这个问题。
And Sarah wanted to help God, and she shouldn't have done that.But because of what she did, she actually messed up, and there's a lot of problems today, even still.
所以亚伯拉罕现在成为了两个儿子的这个后裔，就今天的出现以色列人跟阿拉伯人，全个阿拉伯人就是从以斯玛利而来。
And because of Abraham's having two sons, which is Isaac and Ishmael.Today we have the Israelites versus the Arabs, and all the Arabs are actually descended from Ishmael.
所以当神说他的后裔呢，其实是指应许而来的，不是靠人的帮忙。所以呢，实际上撒拉已经年纪这么大，不可能生，就是不可能的情况下，神的神迹显出来才显得这个是神从神来，因为人做不到。只有在这种情形下，神的应许临到，所以从神的应许来的才是神的儿子。
So it is actually through God's promise that the true son will come, but Sarah was old and she thought that she cannot conceive anymore, so she decided to give God a hand, and in the end had another son through Hagar. That is not the son of the promise, that's the son of the flesh, but the Bible says that it is through the son of the promise, which is God's word, accomplished when it is impossible for man's effort to pass.That is the true son of promise.
所以有人说，你看到吗？这里有一个以斯玛利，然后有一个这个以撒，哪一个才是神呢？只有应许的才是，不是说他是亚伯拉罕的后裔就是了。
So some might ask, so who is the son? Is it Ishmael or is it Isaac? And here it tells us that Isaac is the son of promise. That's God's promise and the true son. It is not just through the flesh, which is Ishmael.
但是保罗还要再进一步讲清楚神的应许是怎么样来的呢？不是所有以撒要所生的都是以色列人，不一定。
And then Paul, in order to clarify this further, tells us that it is also not true that everyone descended from Isaac will be from God.
所以保罗又再把这个论点再推进一步，他说还有呢，不但如此，你看第十节，他说不但如此，还有利百加，既从一个人生，就从他们的祖宗以撒怀了孕。双子还没有生下来，善恶还没有做出来，因这要明显神拣选。你看到这个字吗？神拣选人的旨意，不在乎人的行为，乃是在乎招人的主。
And in order to highlight this point, he actually goes further to Rebecca in verse 10. Also, when Rebecca had conceived children by one man, our forefather Isaac.Though they were not yet born and had done nothing either good or bad, in order that God's purpose of election might continue, not because of works, but because of Him who calls.
所以或许你会说啊，这个是因为到底是夏甲的儿子呢，还是以撒这个撒拉的儿子？他说不是的，就算现在有同一个母亲，不是两个母亲，是的，只有一个母亲叫做利百加。那么利百加生的时候呢，也是。一个双生的儿子 twins， 他们生的时候呢，其实他没有生的时候，善恶还没有做出来，他还没有到世界上之前呢，他还没有做好事也没有做坏事也没有做之前呢，神已经拣选了，可见神的拣选呢不在乎人。
So other than through Isaac versus Ishmael, so this point shows that it's not only that God has chosen Isaac.But when Isaac had twins through Rebecca, before Rebecca actually bore the twins, God has already chosen one of them while they were still in the womb. They could not have done anything good or bad. And this is really to show God's election is nothing to do with man's work.
有些人说，哎呀，神拣选是因为他有预知，他人还没有做之前，他已经知道这个人坏蛋，所以就不拣选他。其实如果是这样的话呢，神是被动的，神不是主动的，神要看看这个人坏不坏蛋，然后才选他。这个是我们讲马后炮。
And some people actually reason and say, oh, God chose because He knows beforehand who is good and who is bad, and He knows that the person is going to do something bad, and so that's why He is not going to choose that person. But we want to realize that if that's true, it means that God is passive and He is not active. But no, God is not passive. He is not someone who actually reacts to what happens.
所以他说双子还没有生下来，善恶还没有做出来，他们什么都没有做，但是神的拣选，所以神的拣选是完全是他要选，他自己决定，根本跟人没有关系。
Because this passage tells us that before they were born and had done nothing either good or bad, God has already chosen. This shows that God's election has nothing to do with man, but is truly just God's sovereign choice.
我们跳到第16节，加强这一个观念。
We'll skip forward to verse 16 to emphasize the same point.
他说，据此看来，不在乎那定义的，不在乎那奔跑的，只在乎那发怜悯的神。
So then it depends not on human will or exertion, but on God who has mercy.
所以什么意思呢？他说不在乎那个定义的，就是不在乎你怎么样做决定，不在乎你的决定，也不在乎你的这个奔跑，就是说不在乎你做出来，完全不是你的心意，也不是按照你的行为，完全是神的决定，上帝的决定。
Depends not on human will. In other words, not on a decision made by men. And not on exertion, meaning not on the works of men, but this is truly on God's sovereignty.
所以当说当两个儿子呢，他是twins，他什么都还没做，而且他们是identical，他们是相似的，他们还没有出生之前，神已经做了决定，大的要服侍小的。So
here we have the twins before God, before they were ever born, they're supposed to be identical, but God has actually chosen such that the older will serve the younger.
你看第13节，他说经上所记，说神还事情还没有发生，神已经讲了，他说雅各是我所爱，以扫是我所恶。
Verse 13, as it is written, this is before anything has even happened, and whatever that they have not done yet, Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated.
所以很多人说，哎呀，怎么办？神那个人都还没有生出来，神已经恨他们。
And some people might ask, you know, how can this be? The person is not even born yet, but God has already hated that person.
是不是神已经在那个人还没有生出来，他说他已经讨厌，已经厌恶那个人，已经恨那个人呢？
How can the person who has not yet been born be hated?
所以在这边呢，我们稍微要暂停一下，要知道写这个书的人是以色列人，是犹太人。
And we need to pause for a while and remember, take a step back to remember that the person who wrote this book is an Israelite.
而且他写给当时候第一世纪的人看。
And he was writing to the first century people.
当时候的人的用词是不是这样用的？
How did the people use the language that time?
其实这样的用词其实我们有见过，主耶稣有用过。
And such a usage of language Jesus himself used.
主耶稣在路加福音14章26节，他说：“人到我这里，若不爱我胜过自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。”In
Luke 14:26, Jesus said, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple."
你看到我们保罗圣经把那个。 若不爱我胜过，其实已经解释过了。因为爱我不胜过的意思，原文的意思是指恨恶，英文就翻译出来。他说，如果你不恨恶你的父母，恨恶你的妻子，恨恶你的儿女，恨恶你的弟兄，恨恶你自己，他的恨恶其实是一个比较式的 comparative， 就是说，如果你爱我不过于，所以我们的华文圣经是这样翻的。In
the Chinese, it actually did not translate it as hate, but rather whoever does not love me more than this. So the Chinese translation actually adds its interpretation already. But when it says the original in the English is reflected clearly, anyone that comes to me and does not hate his own father, so the understanding here is it is a comparison. And so it is a comparison of loving one more than another.
神没有要我们恨自己的父母。
God did not ask us to hate our parents.
他是说你不可以爱你的父母多过爱我。
God is saying that you cannot love your parents more than Him.
神没有叫我们恨我们的妻子。
God did not tell us to hate our wives.
神没有叫我们恨自己的儿女。
God did not tell us to hate our children.
但是神的意思是说，你不可以爱你的妻子、儿女多过我。
But God's intention is that we cannot love our wives and children more than Him.
但是当时的文化是用恨这个字来代表多过或者超过的意思。
But in those days, they used the word hate in order to reflect this comparison of more or less.
所以在这边他说，这个雅各是我所爱，这个以扫是这个我所恨的话呢，他的意思就是，是指到说他爱一个多过另外一个。
Therefore, when God says Jacob I loved and Esau I hated, is actually meaning that he loves one more than the other.
所以不是说他恨，而是说他爱雅各，他拣选雅各多过这个以扫。
So it's not that he really hated Esau, but it means that he loved Jacob more, and so he chose Jacob.
在马太福音也是讲同样的问，同样的这个问题。他说马太福音十章三十七节说，爱父母过于爱我的，不配我做我的门徒；爱儿女过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。这个就解释了把路加福音那个恨字的意思。
Matthew 10:37 actually explains what Luke it was meaning. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
所以在这边，他主就解释了一个问题。这个问题就是刚才我们所看的，到底这个拣选的事实是什么呢？神的话落了空吗？没有，因为不是所有的以色列人都是以色列人。
And so, coming back here, this first point is the sovereign fact of God's election. Does this mean that because of God's election, then His word has actually failed? But of course not. That's because not everyone descended from Israel actually is a true Israelite.
所以你从以色列人生的以色列人，你的种族是以色列人，不代表你一定得救。
So even if your race is belonging to the tribe of Israel, it doesn't mean you are saved.
你可能说我是从这个以撒生的，不是从这个夏甲的这个以斯玛利所生的，所以我才是。其实就算是以撒所生的，也不一定是。
Someone might say I'm actually Isaac's descendant, not Ishmael's descendant, but it doesn't mean you are Isaac's descendant means you're automatically saved.
所以对我们来讲是什么意思呢？
What does that mean to us?
不是说你的父母是基督徒你就是基督徒。
It doesn't mean that if your parents are Christians that makes you one.
你每一个人都必须自己负责，向神负责。
Each and every individual must give an account before God.
有些人说你如果是在基督徒家庭长大你一定会得救，其实这个呢错，这个思想是错误的。
Some people say if you grow up in a Christian home, you will definitely be saved. Actually, such a concept is wrong.
你看这个以撒，他生了两个儿子，两个都是 twins， 他不是双子，是同twins 生出来的，都不一定得救，一个得救，一个没有得救。
And if you look at Isaac, you realize that he had twins, and even these twins, one is saved and one is not.
双生的，他们什么都没有做，一个被拣选，一个不被拣选，所以这边就看到神的拣选跟那个人还没有出世，还没有什么都没有做，好的也没有做，坏的也没有做，所以不是因为好跟坏，完全是神自己决定。
And this are a pair of twins, and even before they did anything, either good or bad, God has chosen, so it is not dependent on what they do, but rather.God is the one who decides.
如果你是这个以扫，你会觉得很不公平。
If you are Esau, you will find this so unfair.
所以你看第十四节，这样说，我们怎么说呢？难道神不公平吗？
That's why in verse 14, there's another question. What shall we say then? Is there injustice on God's part?
他说断乎不是。
By no means.
这边讲说不可能断乎不是，因为神对摩西说，我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，我要恩待谁就恩待谁。
And it is of course not true that God is unfair, for He says to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion.
所以在这边不但讲到神主权的事实，他也讲到神主权的拣选，他拣选是他自己决定，不是我们决定的。
So this is not just about God's election is a sovereign fact, but God's election is also His sovereign choice. He chooses, not us.
所以在这边他的话呢，如果我们研究来看呢，我们应该这么讲，他说十四节说这样呢，怎么可以说呢？难道神有不公平吗？他说断乎不是，因为神对摩西说什么呢？如果你讲公平不公平，他说我要拣选就拣选，他不是这样讲，他说我要怜悯，不是拣选，我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。这个怜悯是什么意思呢？
And if you look carefully again at the question and the answer, question in verse 14, what shall we say then? Is there injustice on God's part? By no means. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy. He didn't write, I will choose whom I choose.But he says, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy. What does this mercy refer to?
这个 mercy, 这个拣选呢，这个怜悯呢，还有一层的意思。
Actually, mercy has another facade of its meaning.
如果以撒什么都没有做，如果以撒是可以得救的话呢，他就不需要怜悯了。
If Isaac did not do anything and he can still be saved, then he needs no mercy.
他说如果我什么都我没有什么坏事都没有做，我没有犯过罪，我根本不需要你的怜悯。
And somebody who, if he were to argue that I have never done anything wrong, I have not sinned, I don't need your mercy.
他说我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，我要恩待谁就恩待谁。
ButHe writes here, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion.
所以这是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
意思是说以撒或者是 这两个在神的拣选底下呢，他们两个都已经沉沦了。
Actually, under God's election, both the twins have already fallen.
所以他在这个时候呢，你要知道 当我们回到罗马书前面，他说世人都犯了罪，都亏欠了神的荣耀，不管是犹太人还是外邦人。
And we need to return to Romans chapter 3, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, be it Gentiles or Jews.
所以所有的人都犯了罪，所有的人都不需要被定罪，所有的人都不可以，不可以，都不可以得救。
So all have sinned and all are guilty, all are condemned and none will ever be saved.
这个时候神说我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，意思是说神要对谁有施恩，他就是他对谁施恩，根本不是人公平不公平的问题。
And at this time God says, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy. In other words, when he shows mercy to one and not another, it has no longer a question of fairness.
他说我要怜悯谁我就怜悯谁，我要恩待谁就恩待谁。
I will have mercy on whom I have mercy and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion.
其实这个我们常常都这样做的。
Actually, we do this all the time.
很多年前我到过印度去。
Many years ago, I visited India.
我也到过一些其他比较落后的国家去。
And I went to other laid-back places.
这些落后的国家呢，很多时候人不可以，可能很多时候找不到工作。
And in these underdeveloped areas, many people are jobless.
所以很多人没有办法要讨饭吃。
So many people, because they did not have a choice, they turn to begging.
所以当我到那个地方，很多人很多乞丐来向我要钱。
And when I reached the place, a lot of beggars approached me for money.
但是人很多。
But there were so many of them.
但是呢，我不可能每一个人都给钱。
I could not possibly give to everyone.
所以我就拿了一些给了一些。
So I took out some and gave to some.
那另外一些人没有得到，他说为什么你很不公平？为什么你给他不给我？
And those who did not receive might say, you are so unfair, why do you give to him and not to me?
请问你说公他这样向我说话公不公平？
But may I ask you, is it fair of him to talk to me like that?
他说你们没有钱吃饭是你们的问题，我恩待谁就恩待谁，我不一定要恩待所有的人。
Because it is really your problem that all of you have nothing to eat. And when I choose to give some to some people, I have compassion on whomever. I don't have, I'm not obliged to have compassion on everyone.
你来向我要，你不可以说我不公平，本来我不欠你。
You come and ask or beg from me, you cannot say that I'm unfair because I did not owe it to you.
你怎么可以由我来说我不公平，我对你没有，我没有责任向你，我没有责任。
You cannot say that I'm unfair because I have no responsibility towards you.
所以我要恩待谁就完全是恩典，完全是你恩典就是你不配有，我给你，你根本没有对我没有不可以有什么要求。
So I will have compassion on whomever, and none of you actually deserve it. You cannot have any demands on me.
而且当我给的时候, 我根本就不知道他是谁, 我也不知道他做好事还是坏事, 我就看到, 我就给他。
And when I gave to someone, I didn't know what he has done, whether right or wrong. I saw him and I gave it to him.
所以当神施恩的时候, 所有的人就好像一条船要沉的时候, 如果你伸出手去救一个人, 你其他的人不能够说不公平, 反正有人来救你, 你救的一个就是一个了。
And it's just like when everyone is on the same sinking ship and the rescuers come and they rescue some and not others, no one can say that they are unfair because they will just save whoever.
但是问题是这样, 有些人被拯救的人呢, 我钱给了他, 他说不公平, 你没有给我的灵, 我说如果是这样, 钱拿回来, 或者把你推下去。
And the problem is some who have received the money actually turn around and say, you are so unfair, you gave to me but not to the other. If that happens, I'll tell this person, then you give me back what I gave to you.
你没有感恩的心,
there's no heart of thanksgiving.
神不需要给, 神没有责任给, 但是他给这个叫恩典。
God does not need to give. That is not his responsibility to give. But when he gives, that's called his mercy.
所以是他的选择, 他的决定。
It's his choice.
所以在这第16节你看, 据此看来, 这不在乎定义的, 不在乎那奔跑的, 只在乎那怜悯的神。
Verse 16, so then it depends not on human will or exertion, but on God who has mercy.
但是接下来还有一节, 我们就更加难解释了。
But then it comes to the next verse, which we find even harder to explain.
他说因为经上有话说, 像法老说, 我将你兴起来, 特要在你身上彰显我的全能, 并使你, 我的名传遍天下, 据此看来, 神要怜悯神, 就怜悯神, 要叫谁刚硬, 就叫谁刚硬。
For the scripture says to Pharaoh, for this very purpose I have raised you up, that I might show my power in you, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. So then he has mercy on whomever he wills, and he hardens whomever he wills.
所以这个观念呢, 我们就在这个出埃及记的时候, 我们在这里跟大家讲过。
And this concept we have talked about before from the book of Exodus.
到底是神刚硬法老的心, 还是法老刚硬自己的心?
Is it God who hardens Pharaoh's heart, or is it Pharaoh who hardens his own heart?
不知道大家还记得吗?
Well, I wonder if you all still remember.
啊, 我们在这边讲到, 我们大家一起研究这个, 这个埃及出十个灾的时候呢, 到底是法老刚硬自己的心呢, 还是神刚硬法老的心, 不给他悔改?
And we studied this thoroughly when we were looking at the 10 plagues. And was it Pharaoh who hardened his own heart? Or was it God who hardened his heart so that he cannot repent?
其实我们如果真的研究起来呢, 两个都是真的。
Actually, when we study this carefully, we realize that both are equally true.
十灾里面呢, 前面六灾呢, 都是法老刚硬自己的心。
In the 10 plagues, for the first 6, the Pharaoh actually hardened his own heart.
到最后四个灾的时候呢, 是神刚硬法老的心, 不允许他悔改。
But towards the last 4 plagues, God hardened Pharaoh's heart and did not allow him to repent.
所以我们就问到一个问, 哎呀, 为什么神刚硬他的心? 其实呢, 神刚硬他的心, 意思是说, 神已经审判他了, 不准他悔改, 要他, 要他已经审判他, 要他, 这个, 为他的罪做出代价。
And we might say, why does God harden Pharaoh's heart? Actually, that hardening is already a judgment from God's part. He is now judging Pharaoh, not allowing him to repent so that he will pay the price for his sin.
我不知道大家还记不记得, 我们曾经讲过, 如果一个人不断地刚硬自己的心, 刚硬到一个程度呢, 实际上他不可能悔改。
And if you remember, we talked about this before, if a person keeps hardening his heart over and over again, it will reach the extent that it becomes impossible for him to repent.
有没有可能一个人呢, 在他人生当中呢, 他不断地刚硬到一个程度呢, 最后呢, 神不允许他悔改, 要他这个, 沉沦呢?
Is it possible that in this lifetime, a man can harden his heart so much that God in the end forbids him from repenting? Pharaoh is such an example.
不但是法老,
not only Pharaoh, we also see such examples in 2 Timothy.
意思是说, 当你应该悔改的时候, 你马上悔改, 不要等。
In other words, when you are supposed to repent, do it immediately. Do not procrastinate.
如果你不断地刚硬着心，就好像你犯罪，你会害怕。但是你继续放下去呢，到一个程度你不会害怕的时候，你就糟糕了，因为很可能你神已经审判你，你根本不可能悔改。
If you keep hardening your heart, like when you sin, you are supposed to be fearful. But if you continue in sin, then eventually you will stop being fearful, and that's probably when God actually is forbidding you from repenting.
但是我们不知道是谁。
But we don't know who.
但我们只能够说，当你害怕，当你犯罪的时候，神感动你，让你知道自己的罪，你马上应该就悔改。
And we can only exhort the person that when you sin, when you fear, then please repent immediately so that God can forgive you.
所以在这边，神说他使法老的心刚硬。我们发现他神使法老的心刚硬是在后面四个灾。
So this is saying that God is hardening Pharaoh, and we realize that God started to harden Pharaoh only in the last four plagues.
所以神要刚硬谁的心是神的决定，这个是神的主权。
So God will harden whomever He hardens. This is God's choice. It is His sovereignty.
所以你会发现在这里呢，神有没有主权来拣选人、刚硬人？他有。
So does God have the sovereign choice of choosing or electing some and hardening others? Of course He has.
像有没有可能神刚硬一些想要悔改人的心呢？
Then could it be possible that God hardened someone who actually wanted to repent?
从圣经里面我们好像没有看到这样的例子。
In the Bible, we seem not to find an example like that.
所以我们发现一件事情呢，神刚硬那个人的心，可以肯定那个人已经神已经给他很多机会，但是他不肯悔改之后呢，神的审判可能已经来到。
So we realize that when God hardens a person's heart, it might be because this person has already sinned so much that God is now forbidding him from repentance.
然后我们回到我们的这个罗马书，他说你看到吗？第一呢，神有没有拣选呢？有神拣选，神拣选谁呢？不是所有的以色列人都是以色列人，只有神。拣选的就是神当中选的一批人，这个才是神的是拣选。
So coming back to the book of Romans, we look at the fact that God indeed is electing, because whoever that God elects is His will and His choice.
这样神有没有不公平呢？
So is God unfair?
神完全没有不公平，他有自己的主权，他可以决定要拣选谁就拣选谁。
Of course not, because God has His own sovereign choice. He decides whomever He elects.
因为在神没有不公平的事情。
Because with God there is no injustice.
在神面前呢是绝对公义的。
With God it is perfectly just.
但是除了这个之外呢，我们再看十九节。
Other than this, let's look at verse 19.
这样看来，他为什么还指责人呢？
You will say to me, then why does he still find fault?
谁能抵挡他的旨意呢？
Who can resist his will?
你看第二十节，他说：“你这个人啊，你是谁？竟敢向神抢嘴？”
Look at verse 20. Who are you, O man, to answer back to God?
所以这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
所以这个意思是讲到说，提到说神有没有这个权力？这边讲到说神有这个权柄，神有这个。能力或者是权柄，他有这个 right 这个权利来决定谁要刚硬谁就是刚硬，谁要拯救谁就拯救谁。你是谁？你敢跟神顶嘴？
And this is really about God's right. He has sovereign right to decide whatever they want to do. And if you actually question him, who are you to answer back?
所以在这边就我们的第三点，第一点是主权的事实，第二点是主神的选择，第三是主权的。这个权利，他有这个权利做这个决定。
And so we have our third point here. The first point is sovereign fact. The second point is sovereign choice. And now the third point, the sovereign right to elect.
所以当他说，为什么你还指责人呢？难道谁能够抵挡他的神？但是保罗没有真正的回答。保罗怎么样讲呢？他说你怎么可以跟神顶嘴呢？
And so to this question, why does he still find fault? For who can resist his will? Paul provided no answer, but actually said, who are you to answer back?
他说什么呢？他说受造之物岂能对造他的说，你为什么这样造我？
Well, what is molder say to his molder? Why have you made me like this?
第二十一节说，窑匠难道没有权柄从 一团泥里面拿出一个一块做贵重，那么做另外一块做卑贱呢？
Verse 21 has the potter no right over the clay to make out of the same lump one vessel for honorable use and another for dishonorable use?
所以这个就是讲那个窑匠有的权利。
And this is about the right of the potter.
意思说他是神，你是人，你怎么可以告诉他说你不要这样造？
And in other words, he is God and you are man. How can you tell God how to make you?
意思说他，你要知道贵重之分，他是神，他是创造主，我们是人，我们是被造之物，他有绝对的权柄来创造我们这个人。
You want to know that God is the creator and humans are the creation. God has every right to decide how he wants to create man.
所以他要这样创造我，我就是这样。为什么我是男的？为什么我能做这些事情？为什么有这个才干？为什么不是？我们都没有答案。他有主权，他要这样做就这样做。
And God has created us in certain ways, and we cannot ask, why do you make me a man? Why do you not give me such talents, etc., etc.? We have no right to do this because God is the one who has every right to create us in whatever way he wants.
因为他是创造主，他自己决定要怎么样造我们，我们就按照他的造法去做。
Because he is the creator, he creates us in whatever way that he wants, and we ought to just obey him.
我们这里有很多学生啊等等，你会发现，当你创造一个东西，创造了不是你心所要的，你做什么？
We have a lot of students here who you might be involved in creating something, and after you create that thing and it is not something that you wanted, what would you do?
或是你是艺术家，你再画一幅画，画了不喜欢了，你会做什么？
Or maybe you're an artist after painting a painting and you don't like it, what do you do?
或者你是一个窑匠，你弄出一个瓦器，那个瓦器不是你心所要的，你做什么？
Or you are a potter and you actually mold a lump of clay into a vessel, but it is not to your desire in the end, what would you do?
当你发现这个不是你所要的，这个不是你想要的，不是你的设计呢，你就把它摧毁了嘛。
And if you realize that this is not what you wanted, this is not according to your original design,
因为我是主人，他是被造之物吗？
You will destroy it because I am the creator and this is my creation.
所以你把你的画烧掉，你把你的这个瓦器打破，这些都是你有主权做的吗？
So if you burn your painting or you smash your vessel, you have every right to do that.
那么神创造我们，他也有这个权利吗？
So God created us, he has that same right.
所以你这个跟他讲说，我不要你这样做。
And can you say to him, I do not want you to do this?
你可以想你要做什么都可以，但是呢，你还是他还是神，你还是创造被创造的人。
You can say whatever you want, but it doesn't change the fact that he is God and you are his creation.
所以我们讲到最后呢，他就是有主权，他的主权的权利就是决定一切。
So at the end, he has every right and he has this sovereign right to decide everything.
除非你顺服在这个主权底下，不然的话，你不可能有一个快乐的人生，你不可能一个喜乐的人生，你不可能有一个平安一个满足的人生。
Unless you submit yourself under his sovereign right, you will not have a satisfied or happy life.
因为他是主人，他就按照他的意思做，只要你顺着他的意思做，你按照他的旨意去做的话呢，你完成他的旨意呢，你才能完成你人生的意义。
Because he is the creator, he has every right to do this. Only by obeying his will you fulfill your life's meaning.
所以神有没有权利来拣选呢？
So does God have the right to choose?
有的。
Yes, he does.
像他拣选谁呢？
Who does he choose?
他拣选亚伯拉罕中的以撒中的一批人。
And from Abraham he chose Isaac, from Isaac he chose one group of people.
然后我们跳到27节，你看一看。
And let's skip forward to verse 27.
你看第27节，他说以赛亚说，以色列人喊着说，以色列人虽如海沙，得救的不过剩下几的余数，因为主在这个世上行使他的话，叫他的话得以完全速速的完结。
Verse 27, and Isaiah cries out concerning Israel, though the number of the sons of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, only a remnant of them will be saved. For the Lord will carry out his sentence upon the earth fully and without delay.
你看第29节，他说又如以赛亚先前所说过的，若不是万军之主给我们存留余种，我们早就像所多玛俄摩拉那样。
And verse 29, as Isaiah predicted, if the Lord of hosts had not left us with offspring, we would have been like Sodom and become like Gomorrah.
意思说，索多玛、俄摩拉全部都是罪人，全部都灭亡了。
Sodom and Gomorrah were full of sinners who perished.
什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
意思说,你看到以色列人当时候这么多人,得救的非常非常非常的少。
If you look at Israel, there are so many people, but those who were saved were the extreme minority. This is the minority of minorities. These are God's election. Can we say that God's unfair? No, we cannot.
因为他有主权,
because he has the right.
所以我们从这个角度去看呢,神有绝对的主权来选择,来有他的权利来做决定。
So when we look at it from this angle, God has every right to make his choices.
然后我们回去看第22节。
And let's return to verse 22.
如果倘若神要显明他的愤怒，彰显他的权能，就多多忍耐，宽容那可恕这个预备毁坏的器皿，又要将他的荣耀、他的丰盛的荣耀彰显在这联盟怜悯又找预备得荣耀的器皿上，这器皿就是我们这被招的人。
What if God, desiring to show his wrath and to make known his power, has endured with much patience vessels of wrath prepared for destruction, in order to make known the riches of his glory for vessels of mercy which he has prepared beforehand for glory, even us whom he has called?
当然这边可以讲到说，神创造的时候，他可以用一团泥造出一些好的作品，然后一些不好的作品。
And when God created with this lump of clay, he actually created some honorable vessels and some dishonorable.
所以神有权利,
God has a right.
但是有没有可能神造一个人为了要使他灭亡呢?
But could it be possible that God created someone for his perishment?
其实呢, 如果从逻辑上来讲, 应该是可以的。
From logic's point of view, yes.
但是我们看整本圣经呢, 好像没有讲到这一方面。
But if we examine the whole Bible, it seems like there is no such example.
而且呢，圣经里面给我们看到啊，人类都犯了罪，所以神没有造一个好人啊给他灭亡，而且都是罪人，从神中这些罪人中神拣选的一些来得拯救，这个是比较准确的一个图画，我们从圣经里面看到。
Because the picture that we see from the Bible more accurately depicts all human beings who have sinned, and God is now deciding whom he is going to save rather than God creating a good man for his destruction. No, that is not sin in the Bible.
不但是这样，神拣选的这些人呢，使他们得救呢，那么其他的呢，这些罪人呢，神使他们灭亡，但是在灭亡当中也彰显出神的圣洁跟神的这个荣耀。
So God has chosen some to be saved, and among those whom God has not chosen, in their perishing, it also reflects God's glory.
不但是这样，因着以色列人的犯罪，以色列人的这个抵挡呢，反而因着这个缘故，所有的救恩临到外邦人，使到很多外邦人信主。
And not just that, and it is because of Israel's rejection that the gospel came to the Gentiles, and so many Gentiles are saved.
所以在24节说，这器皿就是我们所被招的，不但是从犹太人中，也从外邦人中，这不可是，这有什么不可呢？就像何西亚书上说，他本来不是我的子民，要称为我的子民；本来不蒙爱，要称为蒙爱。那么从前什么地方对他们说，你们不是我们的子民，将来要称这个地方为永生神的儿子。
Verse 24, even us whom he has called, not from the Jews only, but also from the Gentiles. As indeed he says in Hosea, those who were not my people, I will call my people, and her who was not beloved, I will call beloved. And in the very place where he was said to them, you are not my people, there they will be called sons of the living God.
所以这段圣经呢，基本上九章呢，在讲什么呢？就神的拣选。
So chapter 9 is basically talking about the election of God.
我们看到三点，这样神的这个拣选的事实，神拣选的这个主权的选选，还有这个主权的这个权利。
So we see God's sovereign, God's election is a sovereign fact. It is also His sovereign choice and His sovereign right.
但是这个只是一个层面，当我们进到11章的时候，我们就看到人的这个责任。
So this is only one of facade, because if we actually come to chapter 11, we will see the other facade, which is man's responsibility.
所以在这边呢，我们下个礼拜呢会提到人在这人的责任上面应该做什么。
Next week we will talk about what is the responsibility of men.
但是今天呢，我们看我们所读的经文呢，给我们带来一些什么生活的应用？
But in today's passage, what application in our life can we find?
第一呢，我们看到如果神拣选我们，我们是被拣选的，我们应该感到安慰。
And firstly, if God is the one who elects, then we should have assurance.
因为我们知道神如果拣选我们，我们最终呢一定会得救。
Because if God has elected us, we will be saved to the very end.
因为主自己也是这样讲，他必然拯救到底。
Because God Himself says so, He will save to the uttermost.
所以我们可以很安稳，我们可以有把握过这个基督徒的人生。
So we can live our Christian life with assurance.
第二呢，如果神拣选我们呢，我们一定要懂得感恩。
Secondly, if God has elected us, we need to learn to give thanks.
我们不能够说神不公平。
We cannot say God is not fair.
是的，我们为好像保罗，我们为那些沉沦的人感觉到悲伤，但是呢，我们要盼望，我们第一，我们自己要感恩。
Yes, we should be like Paul and feel great sorrow for those who are not being saved, but on our part, we need to give thanks.
不但要感恩，我们要懂得感，我们要荣耀神，我们要赞美神。
Not just thanksgiving, but we also want to worship and glorify God.
刚才我们已经看到了，我们整神得拯救，我们不但是不只是为我们，而是要看到神的荣耀。
And we've already seen just now that when God saves us, it's not for our sake, but it is for His glory.
所以不但是这样呢，我们还要知道懂得去传福音。
And we also need to evangelize.
为什么呢？我们不知道谁是被拣选，谁不被拣选。
Because we do not know who is elected and who is not.
但是被拣选的一定会得救。
But those who are elected will be saved.
所以我们更加要出去传福音。
That's why all the more we ought to go out and evangelize.
当我们传福音的时候呢，我们很肯定。 被拣选的一定会得救。
And when we evangelize, we are sure that the elect will be saved.
那么另外呢，我们要祷告。
And we also need to be praying.
祷告为什么呢？
Why?
因为你要知道，传福音呢，不是靠我们的能力，不是靠我们的聪明，不是靠我们的技巧。
Because evangelism is not dependent on our ability, our intelligence, or our methodology.
完全是依靠神的拣选。
It is fully dependent on God's election.
依靠神的计划的成就。
And according to God's plan, it will come to pass.
或许你会想，
Maybe you might think,
我们当中我们的亲人如果不被拣选怎么办？
In our midst, our relatives, what if they're not chosen?
如果我们的孩子没有被拣选怎么办？
What if our children are not chosen?
如果我们问一个问题，说我们的孩子有没有可能不被拣选呢？
If we ask ourselves this question, is it possible that our children are not chosen?
那个答案，如果我们从今天的经文来讲，是有可能的。
From today's passage, the answer is yes.
连这个亚伯拉罕，连以撒，连他的双生子，其中有一个不被拣选。你不要以为你在神的，你是属于以色列人，你是属于这个支派的，就可以没有的。在神完全是靠神，不是靠人。
Even Isaac, who comes from Abraham, and Isaac had twins. Among the twins, God chose one and not the other. So do not assume that your children will all be saved.
连亚伯拉罕，连以撒，他生下来的不一定是，何况是我们的孩子呢？
Even the offspring of Isaac through Abraham to Isaac to the twins, one of them is not saved. How much more so our own children?
如果是这样，怎么办呢？
If that's the case, what shall we do?
只能够祷告。
We can only pray.
你怎么知道神不是用你的祷告来完成他本来拣选的目的呢？因为神的计划超乎我们的计划，神的旨意超乎我们的旨意，我们完全不知道神怎么样完成这些事情。很可能神因着这样要用你的祷告来完成他的本来就已经拣选的计划呢？
How do you know that God is not using your prayer to accomplish His will?
所以当我们在祷告的时候，可能神就借着这件事情，通过让你的祷告，你祷告完之后你完成之后，哇，你能够感谢主，但是你回头一想，神其实早就已经安排，已经在创世之间已经拣选了。但是在神的这个 mysterious， 神的神秘奥秘当中呢，很多事情我们都不知道，我们所以我们只能够定睛仰望神。 只能够祷告祈求他，越靠近他越亲近他。
And in the future, should your children be saved, then in your prayer, when you reflect upon all these things, you will realize that it is indeed God's election. But because you do not know whether God has elected or not, The only thing you can do now is to faithfully pray and to draw near to God.
所以到最后呢，到底神的旨意呢？神多么，神是多么神秘，什么奥这个 mysterious， 它的是奥秘。神是超越我们很多，我们对他了解非常的少，所以我们求主让我们懂得谦卑，到他面前愿意顺服在他的完整的计划底下。
And indeed, we will not fully know the mysteries of God because God's ways are higher than our ways. And what we need to do is to pray and submit ourselves under His will and hope that God will reveal His mysteries to us.
让我们在神面前来赞美他，来感恩。
And let us give thanks to God and to glorify Him and praise Him. Father, we thank you for your word. Indeed, Lord.Help us to be thankful that you have elected us, and help us not to be arrogant and disrespectful and indeed blasphemous by turning around and ask why are you so unfair, for indeed there is no injustice on your part, and you are the one who has have mercy on us. Help us, Lord, to thank you and to worship you.And we pray for all the, those who are not believers, especially the children in our midst, that you will have mercy on them, and that you will also choose them to be recipients of your salvation. In